From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the new 7,200 square meters passenger terminal at Mopah Airport in Merauke District, Papua Province, on Sunday. He said that the terminal is very large and is expected to improve services to passengers. Mopah Airport is one of the airports in the province prepared to support the National Sports Week PON and National Paralympic Week. Other airports prepared to facilitate the national multi-sporting events are Sentani Airport in Jayapura, Moses Kilangin Airport in Timika, with its 2,500 meters long and 45 meters wide runway. The Mopah Airport can be landed by wide-body aircraft, such as Boeing 737-900 and Airbus A320. Speaker of People's Consultative Assembly MPR Bambang Susatyo expressed hope that the 20th PON National Games being held in Papua Province will strengthen the sense of nationhood and nationalism among Indonesians. Sports have become parts of effective endeavors to instill an inclusive feeling of nationalism that has motivated Indonesian athletes to contribute to the nation's sports achievement. The value of sportive spirit, honesty, struggling, endurance, and sincerity for obtaining greater good and ability commonly found in sport are compatible with those in the sense of nationalism. A number of Indonesian small and medium enterprises SMEs engaged in the coffee business penetrated market access to the United States through the 2021 Specialty Coffee Expo. Coffee SMEs were facilitated by the Ministry of Cooperative and SMEs in an effort to expand market access for Indonesian coffee products. Let's move on to the international news. On Monday, Australia reported 2,029 new COVID-19 infections, up from Sunday, even as its two most populous states remained under extended lockdowns and vaccination rates rose. The states of New South Wales, of which Sydney is the capital, reported 623 new cases and 6 deaths, down from 667 cases and 10 deaths on Sunday. Victoria State reported 1,377 new COVID-19 infections, up from 1,220 on Sunday. Tropical cyclone Shaheen killed at least 3 people as it slammed into Oman on Sunday, with ferocious winds and heavy rains flooding streets, prompting evacuation from coastal areas and delaying flights to and from the capital, Muscat. As the cyclone approached, a child who had been swept away by water was found dead, the state news agency said, and another person was missing. Cyclones steadily lose their power once they stop traveling over ocean waters, and Shaheen was downgraded to a tropical storm after it had hit land. The National Emergency Committee said the power supply would be cut in Al Qurm, east of the capital, to avoid accident. North and South Korea have restored their cross-border communication, Seoul said on Monday, after Pyongyang dropped them in August. The restoration comes just days after Pyongyang sparked international concern with a series of missiles tests in the span of a few weeks, prompting the UN Security Council to hold an emergency meeting. With the restoration of the South-North communication line, the government evaluates that a foundation for recovering inter-Korean relations has been provided, The government hopes to swiftly resume dialogue and begin practical discussion for recovering inter-Korean relations. President Tayyip Erdogan said on Sunday Turkey had ordered agricultural cooperatives to open about 1,000 new markets across the country to provide suitable prices for consumer goods in the face of nearly 20% annual inflation. Construction would quickly begin on the shops to provide Turks cheap and high-quality goods and to balance out markets. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. The 20th National Sports Week PON was officially opened by President Joko Widodo at the Lukas Nmb Stadium, Jayapura Regency, Papua, on Saturday night. In his speech, the president expressed his pride of Lukas Nmb being in the best stadium in Asia-Pacific. He also called on the public, especially the participant, to celebrate PON 20th with joy, uphold sportsmanship, strengthen brotherhood, togetherness, equality, and national unity. The head of state also emphasized that the multi-event sports week, which was held for the first time in Papua, proves that the infrastructure is ready to use in Papua. The magnificence of the Lukas Nmb Stadium is not the only symbol of progress in Papua. According to President Joko Widodo, sea, land and air connectivity, as well as the construction of airports, ports, highways, as well as the development of Papua's human resources are other very proud achievement. The biggest sporting events in Indonesia, which will last until October 15, is being attended by more than 6,400 athletes accompanied by 3,000 coaches from all over Indonesia. A total of 37 sports branches and 56 sports disciplines are contested in newly built or renovated venues with a huge enough budget. It is only natural that President Joko Widodo, when inaugurating the venues for the matches, asked all parties, especially the regional and provincial governments of Papua, to properly care for, maintain, and utilize the venues of the 20th National Sports Week later on. The president does not want the sport facilities that have been built with huge funds and with international standards to become a lonely and unkempt place. the availability of new and international class sports facilities and infrastructure in Papua and other places in Indonesia must, of course, be used for screening and training so as to produce quality and accomplished athletes. Placing fourth in the 2018 Asian Games is the highest achievement ever made by Indonesia in a multi-event sporting events. But this is certainly not the pinnacle of achievement. It is hoped that continuous screening and coaching will be able to produce outstanding athletes at both national and international level.
Today's story starts with the event on October 3, 1957, when Soviet Union spacecraft Sputnik 1 was launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in the Kazakh Soviet Socialist Republic. Sputnik 1 became the first unmanned space mission and the first artificial satellite to orbit the Earth on October 4, 1957. The launch of Sputnik 1, which was made by the Soviet Union at the peak of the Cold War, shocked the Western world and caused the United States to start a space race with the Soviet Union and a movement to reform science education. Next event of October 4th is about the establishment of North Maluku. North Maluku was officially formed on October 4th, 1999 through the Law of the Republic of Indonesia No. 46/1999 and Law of the Republic of Indonesia No. 6/2003. Before officially becoming a province, North Maluku was a part of the Maluku province, namely North Maluku Regency and Central Halmahera Regency. At the beginning of its establishment, the province of North Maluku was capitalized in Ternate, located at the foot of Mount Gamalama for 11 years, to be precise until August 4, 2010. After 11 years of transition and infrastructure preparation, the capital of North Maluku province was moved to Sofifi City, located on Halmahera Island, which is the largest island. Today in history with the event on October 4, 2000, when Banten was separated from West Java to be a new province of Indonesia. Banten was formerly a part of the province of West Java, but was separated on October 4, 2000 by the decree of law number 23/2000. The center of government is Serang City. Banten is a connecting road between Java and Sumatra. Banten province, especially the greater Tangerang area, namely Tangerang City, Tangerang Regency and South Tangerang City is a buffer zone for Jakarta. Economically, the Banten region has many industries and several seaports which have been developed in anticipation of accommodating excess capacity from seaports in Jakarta. Listener, that's today in history.
Cinta, terima kasih kau telah akhir aku. nyaman bersama kamu. Itu yang harus kau tahu hingga akhir aku.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is determined to build Sharia economy and finance as a new source of economy in Indonesia, referring to the Islamic Economics Master Plan 2019-2024. Strengthening the halal value chain is part of the main strategy in realizing Indonesia as the world producers of halal products by 2024. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, in his written statement on Thursday, said government support is realizing the strengthening of the halal value chain is carried out through strategic initiatives, namely the establishment of halal industrial areas. This is realized by ministries of industry together with the Halal Products Guarantee Agency and the Indonesian Ulema Council, with the presence of three halal industrial areas, namely Modern Halal Valley, Halal Industrial Park Sidoarjo, and Bintan in the Halal Hub. As a tangible manifestation of the government's efforts to accelerate the development of halal industrial areas, Vice President Maruf Amin, accompanied by Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, Minister of Cooperative and Smalls and Medium Enterprises Teten Mas Duki, Governor of East Java Kofifah Indar Parawansa, and Sidoarjo Region Ahmad Mudlor Ali, reviewing the construction of halal industrial areas in Sidoarjo, East Java, last Thursday. During his visit, Vice President Maruf Amin invited foreign investors not to hesitate to invest, especially in the halal industrial estate sector. According to Maruf Amin, as a country with a majority Muslim population, Indonesia is the largest market for halal products. In addition, Indonesia is developing halal industry in various industrial areas, which will encourage the development of the halal product industry. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Industry also explained to encourage considerable potentials in the halal industry required collaboration with ministries and institutions in the region. Availability to complete and integrated facilities and infrastructure will increase investment interest in halal industrial areas because it competes with several neighboring countries. Therefore, the Ministry of Industry continues to make efforts to encourage the development of halal industrial areas and halal hubs in the region, in order to form a strong and equitable halal industrial ecosystem throughout Indonesia. Agus Gumiwang asserts the development of industrial estates, especially the halal industrial estate, is not only limited to obtaining permits, but how to bring tenants into the area. The development of halal industrial areas needs to get attention, such as facilitation of incentives, in order to strengthen the halal value chain ecosystem from global halal industry activities.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
わかうんてかうバイルス COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Por con de getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Cari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani. Terlalu lama sendiri tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Kamu cari, datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Aku layak kau cari.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Puncak Bila Tourism Park is located in the mountains of Bila, Bila District, Sidra Prigensi, South Sulawesi. The location is 215 kilometers from Makassar, the capital of South Sulawesi, while from the district capital of Sidra, the distance is about 36 kilometers from the east. This tourism attraction combines modern tourism with a blend of natural beauty. This is the main attraction for tourists who want to visit. A tourism park that has been named the best tourism destination in South Sulawesi 2016 and has a variety of interesting rides. Visitors who want to swim can try the water boom. In addition, they can also challenge the adrenaline by riding the flying fox. Enjoying the natural scenery while sliding will certainly provide an unforgettable experience. There are also relaxing activities that can be done while enjoying the panorama, namely by riding a water bike. Each ride at the Puncak Bila Tourism Park has its own tariff to be able to enjoy it. Traveling to Puncak Bila Tourism Park is now getting more and more fun, especially when the park manager makes interesting photo spots in the form of a giant bicycle with a length of 14.71 meters and a height of 7.15 meters. This giant bicycle is claimed to be the largest bicycle in the world and has become a new icon for the Puncak Bila Tourism Park. During the trip to Puncak Bila Tourism Park, your eyes will be spoiled with rows of green rice fields and plantations. To enter the tourism location, you are charged an entrance ticket of 15,000 rupiah for weekdays. For weekends, you will be charged an entrance fee of 20,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, during national holidays, you have to pay 25,000 rupiah. After getting tired of walking around and playing at the Puncak Bila Tourism Park, you can rest in the available gazebo. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawin tiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door en masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Terlintas menemukanmu hangat kan dinginnya duniaku di setiap hari terasa indah melebihi semua mimpi dan anganku.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about Layanan Pesan Antar, which means delivery service. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled, Kami Akan Kirim Pesanan Anda, which means, we will deliver your order. This dialogue happens when Kevin is calling a restaurant because the order he received is not correct. The waitress said they will deliver Kevin's order. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kami akan kirimkan pesanan Anda.
Ayam goreng ya, sesuai pesanan.
Baik.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Kami, kami, which means we. Akan, akan, which means will. Kirim, kirim, which means deliver. Pesanan, pesanan, which means order. Anda, anda, which means you. Ayam goreng, which means fried chicken. Ya, ya, which means yes. Sesuai pesanan, which means as ordered. Baik, baik, which means alright. Kami akan kirim pesanan Anda. Kami akan kirim pesanan Anda, which means we will deliver your order. Ayam goreng ya, sesuai pesanan. Ayam goreng ya, sesuai pesanan, which means fried chicken right as ordered. Kenapa, kenapa, which means why. Langit, langit, which means sky. Tiba-tiba gelap, which means suddenly dark. Akan hujan, which means will rain. Sepertinya akan hujan, which means it looks like going to rain. Kemana, kemana, which means where. Pergi, pergi, which means go. Akhir pekan, which means weekend. Aku akan pergi ke Bandung, which means I will go to Bandung. In the dialogue, you hear a sentence, kami akan kirim pesanan Anda, kami akan kirim pesanan Anda, which means we will deliver your order. The word akan in the sentence shows that something will happen. In the dialogue, the waitress plans to deliver Kevin's order. Not happened yet. The word akan, akan, means will. Let's listen to the other examples to show that something will happen. Kenapa langit tiba-tiba gelap? Kenapa langit tiba-tiba gelap? Which means, why does the sky turn dark suddenly? Sepertinya akan hujan. Sepertinya akan hujan. Which means, it looks like going to rain. Kemana kamu akan pergi akhir pekan ini? Kemana kamu akan pergi akhir pekan ini? Which means, where will you go this weekend? Aku akan pergi ke Bandung. Aku akan pergi ke Bandung. Which means, I will go to Bandung. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kami akan kirimkan pesanan Anda.
Ayam goreng ya, sesuai pesanan.
Baik.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh. Tinggal oleh sang kekasih doa.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Music Corner for today presents a keroncong song entitled Sedap Malam by Ismanto. Created by Gesang, this song tells about Sedap Malam flower, the name for a flower that only spreads its fragrance at night. The beauty of its look and the fragrance it spreads makes Sedap Malam flower so lovable. The presence of Sedap Malam flowers makes atmosphere at night more wonderful. Well, listener, here is Ismanto with the keroncong song Sedap Malam.
Langit biru, bintang berkilauan menghiasi alam permai malam sunyi. Sedap malam semerbak mengharum, merata rasa seluruh, menghambar wangi sedap malam, pujaan setiap insan, karena indah parasnya berbau harum. Terang cuaca, langit biru, bintang berkilauan menghiasi alam permai tersenyum. sedap malam semerbak mengharum. Merata rasa seluruh menghambar wangi. Sedap malam hujan setia insya karena indah parasnya berbau harum.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Kau cinta dia, di mana letak
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safirri Adalah. See you on the next English program.